Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back, 17-2. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. And Joe Cocker would love to hear you, would love to know that you went to my website. Just kidding. He didn't say that. But he would if he thought about it, I'm sure. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there. Use it to your advantage. I think you'll find some things there that will help you, especially the body of work that Karen Kerrigan has deposited with us over the years. Karen, when it comes to advocating for small businesses is on the public policy side, she's the gold standard as far as I'm concerned. The president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, that's sbecouncil.org. I've been telling you about those guys for 13 and a half years, and Karen and her great team, including Ray Keating, who's another great member of our Brain Trust, the SBE Council's chief economist. Karen, thanks again for staying with us. One of the things that I have a hard time understanding is why there are people who believe that the way to solve the government's problems is to raise taxes. And they don't realize that raising taxes actually contributes the opposite effect of what they want to. They think raising taxes will get them more money, when the truth is raising tax rates actually will hurt their ability to raise taxes, because it will hurt the economy. What do you think?
Oh, I agree, Jim. Look, a good example of that was, or right now that's happening, and we saw it last week with the over in the Senate, when the Senate Democrats called the CEOs of the energy companies up the Capitol Hill to testify, to basically justify their profits, in the current economy and given the gas, high gas prices. But, you know, I think
it was just another kabuki
public, Karen. I think the public really understands, though, that, you know, I don't think that what they did has much populist appeal. I mean, individuals know that if we don't have, you know, development and exploration going on in our country, if we're locked out of 85% of offshore resources, there's a moratorium going on, there's been a trickling of the, you know, permit and lease process, and a bunch of environmental rules, including, what's happening to the EPA with the greenhouse gas.
Declaring carbon dioxide a dangerous gas.
All this stuff going on right now that is basically works in favor of higher prices of energy and against any type of domestic exploration and development. So, of course, they're going to have higher gas prices. So, the Democrats, they want to basically impose vindictive tax hikes on energy companies for making profits, and that's crazy, because you know what will happen. I mean, already, small business owners are suffering in the current economy. They are really now, you know, with these higher gas prices and energy costs on top of that, have the potential to undermine any type of economic recovery. I think there was a survey done by Dollar Day that said 64% of small business owners have said they've already lost revenues due to higher gas prices.
No question.
So what are you going to do? You're going to hike taxes on energy companies, and, you know, consumers pay for
this. Well, Karen, this is,
and they'll
all
only
this
increase
is,
business
all this
costs
is,
further.
All this is another, it's scene three in act two of the kabuki dance that the politician, the political class does, just to try to become relevant, to try to maintain some relevance, to get themselves in front of cameras. I'm no defender of the oil companies. I'm no defender of the CEOs who make a lot of money. But in America, we've got to get over this thing about punishing people who are successful.
Well, I'm not a defender of them either. I'm just a defender, as you are, Jim, of sound economics.
That's exactly
and the
right.
Facts and how it works in the Congressional Research Service has always found that, you know, raising taxes, that you know, any of these windfall profit taxes, whatever they might be, do nothing to lower gas prices for consumers or increase the supply of energy in this country. It
well,
just
the reason,
does the opposite.
The reason I call it a kabuki dance, Karen, is because it's so just disingenuous for politicians to rake these CEOs over the coal for their profits, and yet they're not willing to have anybody, you know, turn the mirror around on them and say, why don't you develop a coherent, effective energy policy for the United States? I mean,
right.
we don't have one of those, Karen. I mean, what reality is it? Does it make sense that a country the size of the United States, with the largest economy in the world, doesn't have a coherent, effective energy policy when we've got all these natural resources we could be using ourselves that we're not using? I mean, in my opinion, when it comes to energy, America is a laughingstock.
Well, right, and you know, it just. You know, the president, you know, has put together this panel or this group to investigate higher gas prices. Well, it doesn't take a major government investigation to figure out what's going on.
It doesn't take a panel.
We do have this restriction. You know, we are restricted domestically in terms of what we can develop and explore. I mean, there is this regulation going on. There's the moratorium that's going on. The permit process has trickled to a halt. You have instability on a global basis. You have, you know, the economic, you know, over in China and other countries, you have, you know, they're using more energy and they're using more gas. So all of this is going to lead to higher gas prices.
And here's the problem. Not having an energy policy that works for America is going to contribute to America being less competitive. And that.
Oh, and as you know, Jim, we've been saying this for 15 years.
I know. Folks, we've got to fix
now
this. Hold on to that thought, Karen. I've got to take a quick break. SBECouncil.org is Karen's website. I hope you can go there and check them out and support them. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.